Audio Addict Radio Show.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, it's 2 o'clock.
No, it's afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah. We're back.
Hello.
We're back, unlike the rest of the radio studio.
Yeah, it's kind of eerie in here today. There's, like, basically us three. The other two aren't even here right now. And there wasn't a show on before us. Probably won't be on after us. But you get us for now. So
yeah.
Happy New Year. This is your Christmas present.
What, mine?
No, it's everyone's.
And here comes Leo and Sean.
The listener's Christmas present.
Hello.
How's everyone's Christmases?
It was a nice little Christmas, yeah. It was the food that destroyed me more than anything this year, more than the alcohol.
Yeah, oh, I agree with that. That is very true.
I had three Christmas dinners.
Three?
Three? Why?
Yeah, we had Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then my brother's girlfriend came down, so we had another one, and I had four servings of it.
Wow. Well, taking advantage.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't have it. My turkey was dry. Not a good Christmas turkey, lad.
Did you not put gravy on it?
I don't eat gravy.
You don't eat gravy, you drink it.
Yeah, I don't have gravy. My roast.
That's weird. That's not a roast.
Yeah.
It's not a roast.
Yeah, I have weird habits. I don't like gravy or roast.
Then that's not even worth it. What about New Year's?
Who wants to go first about New Year's? Because mine was ridiculous.
Mine was uneventful.
It was just a standard party.
Mine was pretty ridiculous. Okay then. Well, New Year's. We started pre-drinks at my house. Like the moment my parents left, all my friends came in.
Is this a lad story?
It's a bit of a lad night.
Oh God.
And like we what?
The lad pack.
Lad pack. Stephen, represent. And so we didn't really want to have our New Year's in our hometown. We wanted to go out. We wanted to do something really special for New Year's this year, but we ended up doing it in town. So we thought, well, if we're going to be here, we might as well, like, get as drunk as we possibly can and just be ridiculous and be those knobs for the night. You can say that?
Yeah.
You can say knobs.
So we decided to drink special brew mixed with Jack Daniels, mixed with wine, mixed with Stella.
Wow.
Sean's face.
Whoa.
And, I remember up to maybe 11 o'clock at night when we got to the pub.
Started early then.
Yeah, we started about 7, 8, but we went off and we went for it. And I remember having a pint of beer in one hand and a pint of Jack Daniels in the other hand when I got to the pub.
When you got to the
pub. A pint of Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
Like with Coke?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
With Coke. Well, okay. I got 3 bottles of Jack Daniels for Christmas, so. And we played beer pong and stuff. But apparently, I got so drunk that they kept asking me to leave at the pub, and I just kept saying no. and then apparently I threw a drink all over one of my friends, who was a female, which is really bad.
That's not nice.
I did that. Apparently,
have you spoke to her since?
Is yeah, she she's all right with it. We're tight.
You think?
And I hope. And I kept running over tables. I kept knocking people's drinks down and thinking it was hilarious to knock people's drinks over. And then I don't remember the countdown. I don't remember, you know, the 10, 9.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that. I don't remember walking home. Apparently, I remember someone telling me, you need to go home. I remember that. I was like,
was everyone like it, or were you just the guy that was?
No, I think I was the guy. This year.
No one wants to be that guy, do they?
I think, yeah.
Everyone has a turn, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Unless it was just your turn.
I woke up at my nan's house with puke. I had a steak before I went out as well, so it was brown
bad
puke.
Bad choice.
And, mate, it was projectile, so it was all over the blinds and stuff.
Oh, God.
Mate, and
what did your nan say?
Oh, mate. Well, look. Oh, man, this sounds so bad. Luckily, my mum had a car crash in the morning.
You're right, that does sound bad, yeah.
So
that is low.
So the heat was off me a bit.
You are going to hell.
I'll have all the best stories to tell.
Thank God she had a car crash, eh?
So it got cleaned up, but I bought my nan some flowers, and that was my New Year's.
I don't like you anymore.
Good start to the show.
Yeah, that was a solid effort, wasn't it?
I don't think we're going to top that all year.
I went to Domino's.
You worked at Domino's.
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
Well, it wasn't anything like your story, that's for sure. Oh. Made a lot of pizza.
Did you get a lot of orders?
Yeah, it was quite busy, but it finished at 10, so I managed to get to like a house party for the whole countdown thing.
Oh, cool.
So it wasn't too bad.
Was it a good house party to get drunk?
Not really. But no. I didn't want to. I wasn't in the mood. I haven't been in the mood for drinking in ages. I just can't be bothered. It makes you feel crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked it.
Cool.
And that's did no one else go out or anything?
I went to my uncle's for a house party. That was about it. We were going to go out in the town centre, but then we all realised closer to the time that none of us could afford it. Considering like the taxi rates triple on New Year's Eve.
Aidan, I saw the picture of the family. And there's a lady at the front. Older lady. She your mum?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Sinister.
I don't even know what photo you're talking
she was
about.
Really good looking. You're tagged in it.
Aidan, is your mum? Is your mum an attractive lady?
She's listening.
Is she?
I think this.
She might be.
Mrs. Aidan is a lovely. I don't know.
That is interesting.
Well, I'm going to be so happy to send my parents the link to the podcast this week.
Yeah. We should play a couple of songs or we'll just chat rubbish the whole time.
I should play a song.
The music, like, yeah, not my first choice. I don't know what's happened this week, but we can just make up as we go along. The first few are actually relevant to news stories, which we'll talk about after these two. It's going to be Slipknot to Springsteen, because that's what we do. That was Bruce Springsteen doing his thing.
Love him.
We should probably try and maintain some kind of structure and order, because we like organised fun.
Order.
So, it's been ages, so loads of stuff should have happened.
Yeah, let's have some decorum, please.
Exactly. No, too much laughing in here. Less laughing. News stories this week.
Ooh.
Joey, what's going on with him? Slipknot, the drummer.
Oh, yeah, that's all weird, isn't it?
I don't understand. Well, did he quit? Was he kicked out? Is he depressed? Probably.
He said he didn't quit.
So he was kicked out.
So is he still in the band?
I don't think he technically is now.
He's not in the... Well, he's been fired then.
Corey Taylor came out first saying he quit Slipknot, and then Joey came out recently saying he hadn't quit Slipknot, but he doesn't seem to be involved with Slipknot.
And then Corey was like, Slipknot is not falling apart, we've got big things happening this year.
Yeah.
So...
But there's been clips coming up on YouTube of drummers auditioning for the band.
The guy from Decapitated.
Yeah.
The ex-Decapitated guy. It's awesome.
You've got to be such a good drummer to drum in that band, haven't you? It's crazy. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was really disappointed when that story broke and the headline I read that morning was Decapitated Drummer Joined Slipknot. I was quite intrigued.
But, there's not much else we can say. It is quite interesting because it's all a bit secretive, but no one knows what's going on with him.
It seems like it's going to slowly develop into one of those things where they're going to attack each other in the tabloids over the next few months.
Yeah, they must not be mates, which is a shame. Because how long has that band been going?
Oh, forever now.
Years.
Corey and Joey Jordan, the two of the originals.
Not 20 years.
Isn't Joey Jordison one? Like, in numbers of the band?
I think so.
I think he might be.
Are you sure he's not seven?
No.
He could be seven.
I think he might be. Guitarist is seven, isn't
he? Yeah, Mick Thompson's seven, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Was Joey Jordison in it from the start?
I don't know about the absolute start, but he was on the... First record and everything.
I expect he probably was, yeah. What was Make, Kill, Repeat? What was that? That was their first EP or something.
It was a full album, but it's just... Yeah. They call it a demo because it's not very good.
I think on that album... That album's basically the same lineup without Corey, I think.
Yeah.
So they've been in there a long time.
I mean, hopefully news will follow because, I don't know, they should probably let their fans know what they're doing.
I don't think it's going to hurt them at all. Like, everyone's still going to see them. Everyone's still going to buy
records. I thought Joey was my favourite member, but I'd still see them.
Yeah.
So I suppose it doesn't
I've got to say, no offence to Paul Gray, like, when he snuffed it, I thought, they can carry on. But with Joey going, you'd think
I think it's fine without him.
Just depends on the next album, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Other news... I was when the whole like honours list was released. I can't remember when that was, and it was the whole like David Beckham didn't get anything. Who else? It was another sporting guy. Andy Murray didn't get anything, and he won Wimbledon. And there was all this hoo ha. And then it turns out that Pete Tong was getting an NBA.
It's all gone, Pete Tong.
Why?
He likes music and.
It's a weird one, that isn't it?
It was.
Wasn't he a drug addict at one point?
Probably still is.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. But what's special about him compared to every other radio and DJ?
I don't know.
But didn't he overcome like deafness or something?
He was
Pete
Tong was deaf and he managed to feel the vibrations and then became like a DJ in like loads of clubs in like Ibiza or something.
Really?
There's a film about him, yeah.
There's a film.
It's a good film.
Oh yeah, I think the film's
Pete Tong.
Yeah, that's actually the name of the film.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Maybe he's probably a much bigger deal than I thought. Then maybe it's quite justified.
He's a bit of a like pioneer for that kind of thing.
If you see the film,
I don't know. But.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it. Like, I'm surprised the Queen's given him an award because it was all to do with like cocaine and clubbing in Ibiza and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a funny one. And you get Andy Murray, first Brit in 70 years or whatever.
Yeah,
like, the
he
whole
should
country
have got something. I think David
it.
Beckham should have got something. Has Bruce Forsyth got anything yet?
I don't think you should be getting knighthoods until you're at least done with your respective field.
Do you reckon?
I think so. I think.
Yeah, he's not that old either, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but David Beckham is.
Yeah, David Beckham's kind of retired now in a way, so I was quite shocked he didn't get one, really, after all the work he did for the Olympics.
He'll probably get a knighthood when he's, like, really old.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was such a hype about who didn't get one, and then Pete Tong pops up.
I think Catherine Jenkins got one, I think, so that was quite deserved.
Really? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Just because she's hot?
She's, like,
who she
yeah.
is.
Opera singer.
But yeah. Also, like, she is probably the best female opera singer out there at the moment, in the, like,
Talking about it like it's pop music.
Yeah. She is the only opera singer. I actually know.
She has CDs in HMV. Used to before they went bust.
Has yours gone bust as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a shutdown sale while I was at home.
Brighton's shutting down. No, the Oxford Street in London is shutting down.
That's the thing. Right. There's a load of these like street companies that keep coming back then get put under. I think Blockbuster's finally dead in the water now.
That was a long time coming.
Well, it did happen ages ago, but then they got like they came back out of nowhere, and now they're saying like they can't confirm all the pre-orders for those next gen consoles will get back, so they plummeted.
Oh, good.
Fair enough. I read the one about the Evanescence lady wanting to sue like everyone.
Yeah, what's the deal with this?
Because in the story, it says that she's already sued her manager or something like that, and now she wants to sue everyone else. I mean, she's just in it for the money, isn't she?
I'm quite surprised, because wind-up records are, like, actually quite good. So.
Well, Creed and Seether, I'm not surprised you like them.
Wait, Seether are amazing. Top three bands.
Ever.
No, just four. To come out of that part of America.
Top four bands ever.
Seether. Yeah, what's this story? Who's she suing? Why?
Her record label, because she's allegedly had unpaid royalties of $1.5 million. Wow. Only 500 grand for us.
It's nothing.
Nah.
Are they saying they got underqualified promoters? I swear every time they come over here, they sold out all their shows.
I said, Wembley wasn't sold out when I saw
Yeah, but Wembley's just too big for them now.
No, it was closer to...
I think they're more of Brixton Academy level
bands. I saw at Hammersmith that it sold out like really quickly, but Wembley was... like three quarters full. So if they were to play somewhere, it'd probably have to be Wembley.
Yeah.
How like well respected are they in the rock world?
I think they're well respected personally.
Critically, they're
not. Nah.
First album
What, Fallen? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Nah,
it wasn't. It was just really, really popular.
It was good though.
Yeah, it was. I loved
album.
It. Yeah.
And the second one.
I didn't like the second one.
Open Doors good. The third one's
iffy.
I think the first two are great. I think I might prefer the Open Door to the Fallen.
Oh, I love Fallen.
We're going to play Bring Me to Life because that's literally the only one.
I'm up for that. But yeah. I hope she makes some more money out of it. I'm sure she has plenty, but she needs a bit more. Fair play.
Then lastly, CeeLo Green cites Gary Glitter as an influence. That's, why do that?
Even if your music's influenced by Gary Glitter's music, you don't come out to the press and say that.
Exactly. I wouldn't say that.
He just wants that publicity, I bet. He's just trying to steamroll something.
Bad way to get publicity.
Has he got
I was going to say, he's got a question mark tattooed on the side of his head.
He's a bit of a character, isn't he?
Who's that rapper who has the ice cream cone tattooed on his head?
Gucci Mane.
Yeah. It just reminded me of that. He's got the word... drill on the side of his head, I think.
Is it Trill?
Trill. He might just be ill.
Watch, he's like trilling up and up and down. Well, weird.
Yeah, and his Gnarls Barkley are back this year as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're back.
Hopefully,
going to reform.
Apparently so.
A Glastonbury slip. You see that?
Maybe.
Same day as Outkast.
Were they that good apart from Crazy?
I don't remember anything apart from Crazy.
The FU song.
Oh yeah,
that was CeeLo on his own. Yeah.
I thought that was not. Oh, okay.
Nah.
Yeah. That was solo, unfortunately.
Well, that Crazy song was huge. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a brilliant song. Yeah, it's one of the most biggest selling songs of all time.
I remember when they brought it out, they pulled it from the charts after it had been at number one for 8 weeks because they didn't want people to get sick of it, and then people still got sick of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of with the Glitter thing. The whole, all right, I don't know why I'm going to talk about that, but you know the Ian Watkins thing?
Yeah.
And there was the whole debate whether because of his weird little moral thing, like, should his music be respected?
Yeah.
It's similar, Gary Glitter's had his own little personal history, but should, just because he's cited as an influence, you know, should CeeLo Green be criticised for that? Not really.
Should be criticised for it. It's just something you wouldn't really come out with.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You may as well just not, I suppose.
Yeah, it's better not than...
It's just a little aside thing he said in the interview as well. Because, you can see, he lists a load of other influences, like Duran Duran, The Human League, and then he goes, and then Gary Glitter, and just mentions it.
I wouldn't be surprised if, the story broke from when that interview came out, people picked up the Gary Glitter comment and just ran with it.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Like us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People like us. Brilliant.
Yeah. Call us a Daily Mail.
let's play Bring Me to Life. And after that, we're going to play Chance the Rapper because we're going to talk about people of 2014, and apparently he's going to be one of them.
We all like Chance the Rapper.
He definitely will.
And we like him, so yeah, we'll be back in a few. That's Chance the Rapper being really cool.
Ah.
He does a little screamy thing a lot, I like.
Yeah, that's like his like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It's not an angry scream, though. We have to put forward there.
He also goes,
I don't know, he might be getting annoying, you know. Seriously, I listened to the album a lot, and now when I just heard his voice then, it was a bit like, don't want to hear that at the moment. I don't know. Reviews, you went and saw Black Sabbath, didn't you?
I saw Black Sabbath at Birmingham. I got no words for it. It was unbelievably good. It was the best gig of last year. Last one I went to, absolutely fantastic. Ozzy wasn't even drinking, and that's the thing, between songs, he'd shuffle around on stage like a wizened, haggard 70-year-old man just getting, eased off to the back. But then the moment he started singing, he proper went in for it like he was on Lemonade and just jumping up and down, having no concern for his ankles. That's the thing, though. He wasn't allowed to drink at the show.
Wasn't he?
No, because he was going for a beer. He said, no, I've already been busted for that once this tour. I can't do it again.
He always has his cups of tea on the side.
No, yeah, he was having cups of tea and throwing buckets of water over the security guards.
Are they not too old? No. Or soon.
Considering their age, you'd think they would be, but they're really not. They're still bringing it. The only downside of the whole show, I have to say, is the drummer was... He was a great drummer.
But wasn't.
Wasn't it Rage Against the Machine's drummer?
No, it was... he just did the album. It was the Tommy Clafoutis or whatever from Ozzy's solo band. Because obviously the rest of them are, old and they needed a break during the show, he just stand there and did a 12-minute drum solo.
Oh, geez.
It was awful.
Drum solo, should go home.
Yeah, no, a minute and a half in, he stood up and then sat down for the fifth time, and that was when I started getting frustrated.
What was the set list like?
They opened with War Pigs. It was
so
good.
Jealous.
They opened with War Pigs, did a couple of obscure ones, went into the Void and all that stuff. Then it was the last hour where it proper kicked off, Iron Man, Dirty Women, Children of the Grave, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, Paranoid.
Jealous. Wow. So jealous.
It was just a pure greatest hits career retrospective of
That's
the Aussie
amazing,
era.
Man.
That is
beautiful.
Cool.
Did they do a Dio tribute?
No.
No?
Come on, they didn't do anything.
Should have, though, because Dio is better than... Dio Sabbath.
Oh, here we go.
Dio Sabbath is better than Ozzy Sabbath.
Here we
we're
go.
Not doing this.
Yes,
we're
it
not doing
is.
This is starting.
We can just settle this by saying he's 100%
it's
wrong.
It's not. It's true. Dio Sabbath is better.
Who agrees with you, Lewis?
Hold up.
No one agrees with you.
Wait, hold up. What's the best Dio Black Sabbath album?
Heaven and Hell.
Heaven and Hell. Well, Black Sabbath's better than that. Volume 4 is better than that. Paranoid is better than that.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
The first four, five, six Sabbath albums are better than...
I just really like Dio.
Yes, you do, but he's not better.
He is.
No,
definitely.
More technically proficient.
Right. He's not, he's dead, but...
Oh my God.
Dark. Yeah. We're getting dark in the new year.
I saw both comebacks. I saw the Heaven and Hell era Black Sabbath comeback. I saw the Black Sabbath comeback.
Yeah, saw half of the Black Sabbath comeback. Yeah.
And Heaven Hell, I enjoyed a lot more.
You might have enjoyed it a lot more, but there's no denying that Black Sabbath on record are much better than any Dio Sabbath record.
No.
Technical proficiency.
I can't really comment, but Louis's probably wrong. Leo, you wrote Springsteen review. What'd you think?
Bruce Springsteen. I thought it was... Okay, it was good. Every track is good, but it just seems like a load of songs that he didn't put on other albums.
Mm-hmm. How many albums does he have? Does anyone know?
Oh, loads. 18, maybe? I'm not 100%
it's
sure.
Around the 20 mark, yeah.
But he's great. He's basically defied age. Mm. He doesn't age. There's some solid songs on it. My favourite ones are the ones that other people don't seem to like, though. Like, there's a song called Harry's Place, which is like, it tells a really good story.
I think I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's kind of chilled and I don't know how else to describe it. It's got Clarence Clemens in it, who's dead now. But there's some really, really silly songs. Like, there's a song called Frankie Fell in Love, which is like a Bon Jovi B-side. It is so bad. But, you know, pretty much, like, even though it's really bad, it's better than most other things because it's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, you're not really allowed to insult him too much.
I like what they did with The Ghost of Tom Jones as well.
Yeah, that was really cool. They made it into, like, a Freebirdie kind of epic.
Is that the one with, Tom Morello?
It's basically more of a collaboration album with Tom Morello. Because he's on a few of the tracks.
He is, yeah. It's really good, that version of Ghost of Tom Jones, actually. Just Like Firewood is a good song. Like, I can imagine, like, a punk band probably playing that. Kind of
when was Springsteen's best album? Was it literally like 20 years ago?
Best album, I mean, like, personally, weirdly, like, my favorite Springsteen album is his last one,
Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, I'm not really that au fait with, like, the really classic stuff, to be honest.
Is there one that's generally seen as, like, his classic?
Thunder Road. We're talking about Springsteen.
Yeah, Springsteen.
Thunder Road.
And how long ago was that? Like, a long time.
Long time ago, right? That's an old one.
So Should He Stop is just what I'm hinting at.
Nah, Wrecking Ball just proved he still got it.
I mean, look, he looks like he's 64, and he looks like he's about, like, maybe 64. Early 40s, like late 30s.
From that picture, it looks like he's just discovered Instagram.
He sells so many tickets as well.
He can still do, like, he bends back. He can still do those full back bends, like, at the age of 65. That is just ridiculous.
That's the thing. Is that much of a heritage act that he could fall back upon the tunes he's written for the last 20 years and give up with his new albums? But he doesn't.
His back catalogue is so huge, and, you know, he doesn't work out what he's going to play until when he's up there.
Like, exactly.
Which is just... I
saw a clip of the band, like, them just working out a song. They said, we're going to play a song that we haven't played for since we were 16 years old.
Yeah,
and then they just work it out on stage, and the whole band just kind of
has he had
off.
The same band forever?
It's the E Street Band, yeah. He's got the guy from The Sopranos in it, if anyone's seen The Sopranos, yeah. Stephen Van Zandt. But yeah, it's all right. It's probably not worthwhile getting. Like, I wouldn't say it's worthwhile buying that album, because it's B-sides, really, and a couple of covers.
But he put it out because he can.
He put it out because he needs to appeal to the people that he needs to appeal to, essentially.
Isn't that why any artist puts anything out ever?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Cynical. And who wrote... There's a review of... Is it Still Remains?
Oh, I wrote that review.
I don't know who they are. Tell us.
Basically, it was around 2006, 2007 sort of time. These guys, Still Remains, they were just bringing out this sort of, like... metalcore that was starting to get all that electronic stuff, starting to dive into it a little. And then they split up in 2007. And then 2 years later, that music that they pioneered just blew up out of nowhere with the likes of Bring Me the Horizon and Alice in Alexandria. And the guys got back together last year and thought, okay, we're going to do a new album. Did it off the back of Kickstarter, raised all the money for it, brought it out this year. And I'm gutted I did my top 10 so early, really, but I had to. But I would have put this in the top two.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really? Is it like a really good metalcore album?
Yeah,
really?
I think it's like for what before Bring Me the Horizon took it more down the pop road. This is more like the pinnacle of what it should have been. Like what Austin Alexandria really, really want to do.
Oh, cool! Yeah, that sounds good. I never liked Still Remains though.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Even if you didn't like them that much before, because I know the second album they did was a bit more radio. Yeah. This one just goes back to like the first album of Love and Lunacy, that sort of stuff.
Cool.
Got to appreciate the influence as well. They pretty much forged the entire metalcore scene on what we've based it, like what we've based it on anyway.
Yeah, I'd recommend anyone who likes any of those bands from that sort of genre, like Bring Me the Horizon and Austin Alexandria, any others, just to check these guys out, to at least give them the credit due. But this record... I was so close to giving it a 10 out of 10 if I was to give it a score.
Really?
Probably a 9.4.
Oh my god. Alright, I need to get this.
Yeah.
It's not even miserable either, because when you look at post-hardcore over the last 5 or 6 years, it's all like introspection and like looking at how bad of a person you are. These are positive lyrics.
Really?
I like that review as well. I like the first sentence. Was it like 20 brownie points to whoever? That's good. I like that.
A little more obscure than most of the ones, but no, definitely. If you remember them and you didn't know they're back together, get it. If you like that sort of music anyway, get it.
Cool.
Fair enough. Sounds good. Let's play some songs. Yeah, the songs start to not make sense, but they're, hopefully they're good songs anyway. It's Better Flashes, who I like, and then Ghost Poet, who I've never really listened to, but apparently is...
He's cool.
He's pretty cool. He's cool. Back in these next two. That sounded cool. And Aidan, you got a joke for us, right?
How much does a Cockney pay for their shampoo?
I don't know.
Pan 10.
I want to go home. That was,
it's worse than my ones. Worse my,
than the, actually, while we're here, what was the worst Christmas cracker joke you got this year?
I don't remember.
We had facts. Can't remember. In our
you had facts? Facts? That is awful.
Yeah. I don't remember. Mine. Normally to do with snow, aren't they?
Snow way.
Snow business.
Snow business.
Snow business.
Christmas.
Christmas.
What was everyone's favourite Christmas present?
I got a sandwich toaster.
Yes.
Obviously the best gift I've ever got, the most useful one.
I got a Jennifer Lawrence calendar.
Oh.
Where's she come from?
Like, what
the Hunger Games.
No, I mean like... No, I mean, like, over the last two months, very gradually, and now it's suddenly clear, she's suddenly become this, like, figurehead for thick and unpretty girls to be a vessel.
Hunger Games.
Scathing.
Yeah, she did that Silver Lining playbook thing with Bradley Cooper.
I know what she did, but I don't know why she's, like, been chosen as the next sacrificial female lamb or some sort.
I think what it is...
Sacrificial female lamb.
You know, the female personality you bring up through the rankings of the world showbiz, then bring it down.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
yeah, I think she's the next one.
It's because she's all, like, kind of cute and, like, yeah.
Is she kooky?
Is she kooky?
Yeah, kooky. If you watch interviews with
her... Who is she? What's her name again?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Nah,
she's really famous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hunger Games, isn't it?
I still need to see The Hunger Games, to be honest.
I really like them.
What is The Hunger Games?
I really like the, yeah.
Oh, I need to see. Is it a film?
Is it the Battle Royale? Is it the American version of Battle Royale?
Basically,
yeah. Hollywood Eyes.
I still need to see the second half of Battle Royale.
Lenny Kravitz.
Battle Royale's really good.
Lenny Kravitz is in the Hunger Games films.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz. That White Witch from American Horror is in the next Hunger Games.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
It's a very good American television show that's been on break over the whole of Christmas.
Oh, no.
A few have done that.
Like, yeah, it's the Christmas break. But when the show comes back, Stevie Nicks is in the first episode.
She is. And first she does look like a witch, so she fits in.
First time she's ever acted, though, and she's like 60-something now.
Nah, she'll fit in perfectly.
Yep, just.
Has anyone watched House of Cards?
Nah.
No, yeah, they just put out a promo for the second season, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I've not finished with the first one yet, but I think it was a big deal because it was only ever on Netflix. It wasn't actually put on TV anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's Kevin Spacey, and I've nearly done it. It's so good. It's really good.
There's a new Netflix exclusive that looks good about some gangster that goes live in Holland or something.
What's it called? Do you remember what it's called?
If you Google Gangster Holland Netflix,
you
it'll
have
come
the keyboard.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Lilyhammer.
Lilyhammer. Oh, I've seen the thing for that. Looks all right.
But speaking of TV, Louis?
Here we go.
Actually, that's a good point. What was your favourite Christmas TV? Like, what did you like
okay.
down your end of the cultural spectrum?
Thanks.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, it's funny though.
All the way down.
I really enjoyed the IT Crowd.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve special.
Was there another episode?
Wait, what?
No, but they did like a little documentary.
Oh, that doesn't. Oh, documentary.
That doesn't
okay,
count.
Yeah.
That was exactly. really good, though.
It was very good. But they did the fans' favourite episode and the writers' favourite episode.
Oh, what one?
Fans' favourite was the film one, the movies. No, the theatre one, not the film.
Oh,
one.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
That is the best one.
That's really good.
When she turns around at the end and he's just behind the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
That's the best episode. That is the best episode I've ever done. And then the writers were Gary Graham Linehan. His favourite episode. Genius. Yeah. From Norwich. Well, lives in Norwich.
Does it?
Yeah. His favourite episode was the Countdown one.
Yeah.
Which is a solid second, isn't it?
Enough. Speaking of Graham Linehan, like, most of my Channel 4 viewing this Christmas was devoted to Father Ted specials.
Most of my Channel 4 viewing, like, just ever.
Yeah.
Father Ted. Wait, I haven't actually watched it that much.
It's worth it. It was like
Father Ted is amazing.
On Christmas Day morning leading into Boxing Day, they just had, like, every episode of the third series on Channel 4 all morning. It was fantastic.
Oh.
There's like the Eurovision episode, the Christmas episode, the one where he's accused of being a racist, that one.
I'm glad there was no new Royal Family, because I hate the Royal Family.
I was kind of looking forward to it. I do like the Royal Family.
Didn't it end a while ago?
They did a Christmas special every year.
Oh, there's rumours that apparently they're going to do another Only Fools and Horses Christmas special this year.
No, I think it's pretty much confirmed.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But Louis is going to be on TV.
Oh,
sugar.
Do, 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 you might do, see the back do. Of my head.
What show are we going to see you
on? I don't
on?
Know if I'm allowed to say.
Let's be vague. No, vague.
I'm sure they'll be listening.
Wait, are you even allowed to say about it if it's not been on TV?
I'm going on a Channel 4 dating show. Ooh. There we go.
Narrows it down.
Yeah, isn't that like 90% of their programming?
Yeah. So to what
even
extent,
Father Ted.
To what extent can you talk about it? Or can
I'll
you
just
not?
Tell you.
Okay.
I go through my day. Well, basically, the premise of the show is that they match you up with like your perfect match or whatever, and you have your first date with them in a restaurant where everyone's having their first dates. I get a call. It happened on Sunday. I got a call on Monday.
First of all, though, when did you sign up for this? This has been going on for months.
Oh yeah, I must have signed. I watched it on TV once. Just for sign up, see what happens. Yeah. In like
maybe like you do.
Maybe like May, June.
Yeah, such a long time.
And then I think I got a call in maybe like that time. Remember, I got a call. It was more recent. I got a call in about October, didn't I? Mm. Yeah. So I had to go to London, do some interviews and stuff. And I said, we'll be in touch. And it wasn't until Monday that they rang me up and said, "We've got you a match." Well, they said, "Can you we're going to have you on? We're matching everyone up today." So I didn't actually think they'd give me a really good match. Mm. You know, I thought they'd probably just sling me with someone else who goes to uni or something.
Another wrestler.
Nothing genuinely in common or that.
Meet Taz.
I didn't think there's that.
Sorry.
I just got the image of Louis going on a date with Taz now.
I'm sure he just sat
there like that.
I'm sure we'd have a lot in common. But I didn't think they'd get me with someone who I had lots of stuff in common with. And I said, if we need you this week, we'll ring you tomorrow. So they should have rang me on Tuesday. And they didn't ring me till Friday. They said, we need you on Sunday. And I panicked. Because I knew I had to come here on Saturday and stuff. So I was like, no, not going to do it. So I actually sent them an email saying, I can't really do it. I don't really want to do it. And they sent me an email back just with all the details of where I needed to be. And they said they'd give me money for the food and stuff. So I thought, well, I'd rather be the guy who does it than the guy in the pub who said he almost did it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? So I did it. After a nightmare train journey, so I hate Southwest trains now because it took me four hours to get to London from Southampton.
It's not cool.
So I got there, I got into this little waiting room. They held me and somebody, we couldn't see each other until the date, so it's me and all the guys, some of the other guys in one room, and all the girls were in another
really
room.
Nervous.
Actually, quickly, while I'm here, did you see anyone like backstage or on the show or anything that you normally see when you go audition for these things, like a little clique or something?
No, not really. I think everyone's probably you. Because to do that show, there must be something in your head that thinks like, I really want to get on TV just to have a laugh to show my mates or something. You know, you wouldn't apply for that show if you didn't want to be on TV, would you? So I think everyone must have applied for something before or something. I was quite open about my Big Brother stuff. So yeah, I got there. I met this really cool guy called Andrew. He's like 31. He was Australian.
Was he your date?
I was about to say that.
Play some music, Ellis.
But we got on really well. And then we got taken to like this little cafe close to the restaurant because we were both really close to our dates happening. Because I had to let everyone go in one at a time. But all of a sudden, I get the call. I get the old producer comes to me and says, "Louis, ready to take you in?" And I walk in. I have to say my name to the match matron D or whatever who takes your coat and whatever. It's a really nice restaurant, by the way. Mm. And I see this girl. I was like, there's no way that's my date. Like, she was just too perfect. And she...
For those that can't see, what's this picture? What?
Oh, my God. No. I'm trying to be all serious.
But no one can see what we're looking at. I don't even know who that is. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song. We're going to have part two of Louis' dating experience.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Cool.
Part two?
Part two. Oh, you just want me to go for it?
Story.
Well, part
it's
one.
It's a saga.
And laughing through it all. Cheers. Good one, lads.
Taz.
So, I meet this lady. And
what's her name? Do you want to tell us?
No, probably shouldn't. I'll put that over.
Fair enough.
And yeah, so like the Matt, just the idea of like having a first date with someone you've never even seen like a picture of
on TV.
On TV, mm. And yeah, it was filmed on TV, and it's all pretty nerve wracking.
Yeah, definitely.
But we actually got on really well, and we all went into the same stuff. We did. It was a lot of fun. Food was good. We spent over £100 in the end. I spent £40 on Jack Daniels.
What did you eat?
I had steak and chips.
Ooh,
nice. She had like pasta.
Oh, and seeing as this is a music show, what was our music taste like?
It was like all obscure hardcore music.
Oh, God.
Like Converge and Weekend Nachos. Yeah, right. they're two favourite bands.
Me and Sean are just like,
jealous. Yeah. So that happened, and then we wanted to have sit on our friend's table because the guy I met was having a date with the girl she met backstage, so we all wanted to sit on the same table for like dessert or whatever, but the producers weren't like us, and we kept getting in trouble because we kept standing up and talking to each other, and they could fit there. I went for the toilet and there was cameras watching me pee.
Yeah, that is weird.
Why
would they need that footage?
Because guys have their chats, don't they? And like,
do they?
Sometimes.
Did you?
I did, yeah. Me and my mate did.
No, that's actually the premise of the show. Go in the bathroom and feel like, what all the women are saying to each other. Like, oh, do you like him? Do you like him? I don't really like him, but I'm being nice.
Oh, what if you see the show and your one says to someone else, just like, yeah, he's a
woman. Then you've been stabbed in the back profusely.
Horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're all right. I think we did. I think it's come off okay. Because from there we went to someone's hotel, and we just kept drinking. Well, I kept drinking. I think everyone else. I was definitely.
There's another New Year's story.
There was puke everywhere.
And then I threw up at my nan's house.
Everyone else, I think I was probably everyone else was a bit of a light that weight compared to me. I think because everyone started drinking.
Oh man.
Everyone started. Drinking Diet Coke, and I just kept drinking Jack Daniels. Yeah. From there, that went. It just went really well.
Did you pop the question?
Wait, what's the question?
Will you go on a second date?
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
we're going on a second date. Hopefully. Yeah,
cool.
I imagine we'll be texting a bit.
So it's good experience.
It was worth it. It was so worth it.
Because Louis, you're like a a TV chaser guy. How close were you getting on Big Brother?
Really close
and stuff like that. Like, do you apply to a lot of these things?
No, not really. I just got lucky with this one. I didn't think much of it. I didn't think I'd like meet someone from it. We just had really fun. We were both said how we didn't expect this.
It's good. You should be on the TV show if it weren't this well. That'd be cool. Do you know when it airs and stuff? If you're gonna be on,
I think the first episode's Valentine's Day.
And you're not guaranteed to be on it.
The couple behind me were one of the main couples. So one of them was from the season before.
Oh,
so we knew who they were. So they were obviously there for like a main thing. So you probably see them at the back of my head or something.
At the very least,
or maybe walking out the thing. Yeah. So you know,
it's cool.
You forgot the cameras were there as well.
Yeah.
Until the producers came up to you and like said, like, gotta sit down, mate.
That's cool. I like that. Well done.
Thanks, thank you.
Good storytelling.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't get home till like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my day. That was my Sunday.
What a saga.
And so it's Taz.
I'm sorry.
That's the end of part two. And we should probably play another song. Yeah. This one is Bombay Bicycle Club, Carry Me. I feel like that ending was a bit unnecessary, really.
It was really haunting.
Yeah. What weird songwriting choices.
I really like a lady called Ray Morris. And she's in their new single. I think it was announced like this morning. And I have a theory that, because you know Lucy Rose used to always do the little female bits in Bombay Bicycle Club songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now she's like gone off and she's successful by herself. So they need a new pretty little lady with a pretty little voice.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Ray Morris.
There you go, another folk artist for you to like, Leo.
Ray Morris. I'll give her a go.
She's I saw her supporting Dry the River like about 2 years ago, I think, and I thought she was going to do good. And then she came really close to doing good because she had a song in, it was like Skins, but I don't think it was Skins, but it was a show
it's
like
one of those,
that.
E4, yeah.
And so her single just like shot up the charts and everything, but then she didn't really do anything after that, but I think she will this year. We'll see. Do you guys have any gigs this week, next week, soon?
Lamb of God.
Is that in Southampton?
Yeah. It's going to be nuts.
Guildhall?
Yeah.
I'm just going to let go and go ridiculously mental.
Should I bother going?
Yes. Yeah,
you
yes.
should bother going it's to see Lamb. The best metal band in probably the world.
I've heard they're pretty mental.
I've never seen them do a headline show. Have anyone seen them do a headline show?
Top five.
Was I?
Has anyone seen them?
I saw them in Brixton like in 2007 or 8, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've only ever seen them at Download, but every time they play, they rip it up completely.
I've only seen them twice, I think.
They were... I threw up twice when I went to see them last time. In the pit. Yeah.
All over your nan's curtains.
Everyone was well
all over the curtains. Luckily...
Because you was drunk.
There was a guy in the pit with Slayer carved into his forehead. That's the sort of people you got there. Yeah, I know you'll love it.
Shall I come?
Yeah, you'll love it. Really angry.
Oh, good.
Lots of shouts.
I'm quite shouting. An angry person.
Redneck angry.
Mm. Yeah, that's one of their songs. Reference.
Have they been? They've been around forever as well, haven't they?
Not forever.
Well, 2003. It's coming up to well over a decade now.
Well, they have now been 1998. But...
Oh, that was Burn the Priest, wasn't it? Yeah, but still, that's those guys together. Yeah. So,
why do they want to burn a priest?
Because they're angry. They're rednecks.
Funny. All these people need to just calm down. Make friends with priests.
What's everyone's favourite Lamb of God song?
The angry one.
Black and the Cursed Sun.
Oh, Merton.
Walk with me in hell.
Now you got something to die for.
Oh. Good range of choices there, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think.
Literally, I
could. Ellis, love them all, don't you? I couldn't love them all.
Say redneck.
Redneck.
Yeah.
Oh, good choice, Ellis. Yeah.
So yeah, that is solid.
So mainstream.
I really like Omerta.
Is that just the first one we had on the radio? Yeah. We
can play. Can we play that?
Can we play it?
Yeah, we can play it.
Yeah.
Who else did you say neck deep?
At least I am.
Well, I want to see if they're good.
Yeah, so, yeah, neck deep. They're going to be the next big pop punk band.
I'll definitely
by
the
looks
that.
Of things.
That, yeah, they're getting a lot of hype.
That Part of Me song is just cracking, I think. I love
cracking.
Cracking.
It's a cracking song, mate.
I booked, it's not till the end of March, but Earl Sweatshirt is at Brixton.
Cool.
Oh, that'll be a good show.
Oh, Daddy Brown's playing.
Yeah, he's
Brighton,
doing Brighton.
Oh, when's he doing that?
Are you going to that?
Yeah, probably.
What, of January?
February, I think.
I might do that.
He's doing a little festival in London as well.
We have to go to that.
Yeah.
We have to go see Danny Brown. I'm going to go to that.
Okay. I need to listen to that album still.
Yeah, it's a good album. Fantastic. I thought you'd already know about that one.
If I've got
I forgot about Brian. Yeah.
If I've got money after purchasing my Altfest ticket, I'll look into it.
Altfest.
Who's there? Is that Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson,
Gary Newman.
It looked like a really goth lineup.
Yeah, it got a steampunk stage.
Oh, that's so weird.
Right.
To be fair, if you buy it before March, it's £80 for the weekend, and if you go see Marilyn Manson, The Cult, and Gary Newman, you've already got your money's worth.
It's actually a goth festival.
It's £80
Killing Joke.
It's every goth band you could possibly think
of. So it's £80 to see Nobody I Like.
You like Fearless Vampire Killers.
377, no. You like them.
Yeah.
Then Malefice, Palm Reader. Sorry, I had no idea Palm Reader were playing.
Go to the industrial stage.
Cradle of Filth and Arch Enemy, I think, is all I like.
I've literally not heard of any of them.
It's goth fest, isn't it?
Suicide Commando.
That looks so gloomy.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to that.
Apparently there's a goth stage as well as the main stage.
Even more.
Marionettes. Marionettes are like a melodic death metal band from Sweden. They're pretty good.
Steampunk stage. Check
so that out. Who's attracting you there, Aidan?
At the moment, the main stage, like The Cult, Marilyn Manson, Killing Joke.
Are you just telling yourself you like him because it's so close to you?
Who, Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
The Cult.
I did like Marilyn Manson, I'm just always put off by his live show, and I've got no doubt that'll disappoint me.
The Cult are awful live.
Really?
Yeah.
Because what?
They're just boring.
Boring, okay.
Yeah, really boring. And then they play She Sells Sanctuary.
Okay, I'll go to the goth stage and watch Die Your Dreams then.
Alien Sex Fiend are playing.
How much is the ticket?
£80 if you buy it before March for this whole weekend.
Just a weekend of depression.
Fearless Vampire Killers.
God-sized.
Seven Deadly are quite good.
See, we're finding
things. What is that logo?
Which one?
Far left. That. Yeah, what is that?
That is... I! Exclamation mark.
It's just a picture.
No, it is. It's the lowercase I, then an exclamation mark.
That is
a Scottish
so
electronic
weird.
Duo.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be fun.
Will it?
They look like they've been rehearsing that move in their bedroom for years.
Wow, well, I'm not going to go to that.
Keep going down. I want to see who else is playing.
So they've got Circus of Horrors there every night.
That'd be cool.
The DJs. I have no idea who these are. And those are the nightclubs that they got on the Vampire Party.
It looks huge.
DJ Martin Oldcroft.
Must be a really big field.
Yeah.
Oh, the Baron House is massive. Gary Barlow, when the X Factor people got split off, took them there to practice one year. Just for Louis. I was gonna say all these club nights that got out first, like Vampire Party, Nocturnal Emissions, The Dead of the Night. They all sound like things I should dress up for, but everyone else is gonna be there in their normal gear, which them looks to me like dressing up.
I'd like to see you dressed up as a goth. We
can't. Art. They've got art.
Oh, live graffiti. That's it.
Oh yeah, I remember when we saw that?
Oh yeah.
Is it good?
That's surreal. It's really. I found it hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give it a go.
It was really funny because they were playing Fat Man Scoop, like as a soundtrack. Would you like
inappropriate music?
Would you like to see the Abominable Stilt Walkers?
Yeah, definitely. They sound
there
awesome.
Every day.
Every day, yeah. Just in case you don't get sick of them on the first day or in the first 10 minutes of watching
Abominable
people.
Stilt Walkers.
Sorry, I can't
it's a short and unreasonable review.
Yeah, I can't read it out, but there's a band name, a very funny band name on here. Sweary Northern Techno Punk, a rubbish drunk version of the Prodigy. I think I'm going to like this.
Musical equivalent of a broken wheelchair.
Oh,
I'm gonna
God.
Get a track.
I do actually.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna find a track and we're gonna play them next week.
They my sound Lord. Amazing.
They sold it to me. That was really
They sound so good.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
A rubbish drunk version of the Prodigy.
I think we were talking about Lamb of God.
Oh, yeah.
We were, yeah.
Yeah,
Lamb
gigs,
of God.
Gigs. We were talking about.
Oh, Neck Deep. That's what we were talking about, yeah.
We should play a song, Bloomin' Egg. Yeah, Lamb of God, Omerta. This is a good one,
yeah,
chaps.
Yeah. Great one.
Good one, chap.
Solid.
Munus Fade Out.
Oh, what a tune.
Yeah, that is a good tune.
Lovely little band.
We should talk about the magazine, because we officially have
Oh,
the
yeah.
Magazine,
we got a magazine now,
in
now
our
yeah.
Hands.
Does anyone have it with us?
No.
Sure
does.
Hold on.
So, suave.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Everyone look at it.
Hey.
On the radio.
On the radio.
So we're going to be giving it out. Lou, where should we give it to?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's out everywhere. It's all around Solent Uni.
Yeah, if you'd like one now, go to the front desk of the JM building because they're all over there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be Bournemouth Academy and Old Firehouse Station in Bournemouth.
Trendy shops.
Oxfam Music. Maybe HMV because they do all the magazines in there, don't they?
Where they are closing down.
Where do they still exist?
Actually, no. I thought. Well,
I don't think Southampton.
Well, because we said these are two were closing down. I assumed it was the national thing.
No, I don't think Southampton is.
We could get it in Southampton one. I reckon.
Yeah,
if they put the flyer.
Joiners. Yeah, all
sorts. Venues.
All around Southampton. You won't be able to miss it.
And who's in it? Who can they read about?
They can read about Eliza Doolittle, Let Live,
Local Natives.
Local Natives on the cover.
Who?
Gogol Bordello. Yes.
Katy Perry.
Miss Mister.
Oranges.
Orange. The Fruit, yeah.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Read a review of a fruit. if you want. Yeah, good magazine. Pick it up.
I'm happy with how it ended up looking.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, it's got a spine on it.
Oh, yeah, that is the best part of the whole thing. There's a spine on it.
Let me see.
Yeah, look.
Put your finger down it.
Ooh, spine.
See, Ellis is loving this.
And when's issue two? Do we have a plan?
probably early March it'll be out.
Yeah, that's the plan.
No, that'd be way late.
That won't.
March? That's 2 months from now.
Yeah.
This is probably a conversation for off-air.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the aim of one a term, then.
Well...
But anyway, well,
the
yeah.
editor.
Anyway,
and we kind of know who we're going to be talking about in that magazine, but let's keep it a secret.
Yeah,
we have plans. We have big plans.
We'll leak it out slowly to you for our radio playlists.
Ooh. And also, there's a webcam in here now, and we're going to start
there?
A YouTube channel.
Hello.
And
that's a fire alarm thing.
No, look, it says webcam on the board, and then it's just up there.
I thought it was looking at the big red thing.
Hello.
Oh, there.
So, Audio Addict TV coming soon.
Oh, so we don't even need to log cameras in here. That's fantastic.
Exactly. I just need to get hold of that footage. But again, we should probably talk about this off air.
Yes.
Louis, tell more stories.
I don't have any more stories.
Let's play a song. This is Overgrown by James Blake. That was Royal Blood.
Such a good song. That end bit where they
awesome,
go back it? Into the riff.
Yeah.
Imagine that live. That'd be pretty.
Yeah,
big.
We saw it.
We've seen it live.
Oh, really?
A broken hand. The
drummer. We saw it in like a little pub.
Because
don't mean to be hipstery, but
because they're on BBC's Sound of 2014 list, aren't
they? Yeah, and they got signed to who? They get signed
Warner.
To Warner. Yeah,
the only band on the poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there three of them then? I thought there's only two.
There's two.
Three,
of them.
Yeah.
So they are duos.
There's two.
But
is there two? My mistake.
I think the winner of that is announced on Friday.
This Friday.
They announced like a fourth place guy this morning.
Oh, who was it?
Yeah, check it out. I didn't recognise him.
Did they do something with the Brit Awards as well?
No, they all normally
Sampha.
Sampha, yeah.
And then, yeah, I think they announced like fourth, third, second up till Friday.
I think the person who wins it gets awarded something at the Brit Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Who, you guys got any tips for this year?
Me?
Well, I mean, any of you. Anyone that you're convinced will blow up? I mean, yeah.
On the heavier end of the spectrum, Baby Godzilla.
Marmosets
are going to blow up. I think Marmosets will go the next level.
Once that album's out, that's it for them.
Chance the Vapor.
He's got to go play Chance this year.
I really hope.
Apparently there's rumour he's touring with Eminem soon.
Yep. Apparently
he's gonna be the next big kind of.
Well, that's he just toured with Kanye.
The rumored lineup for the Eminem tour is meant to be like Eminem, Chance, and maybe Kendrick as well. Even though he just did Kanye as well.
Is that like a world tour?
Just a US tour, I imagine.
That's pretty cool.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah, it's cool for Chance like English and doing all these massive things with all these rappers and stuff.
It's so cool. Wait, is he not English?
Of course he is. Sound of 2014.
Chance rappers from Chicago.
50 Cent won Sound of once. Yeah.
I thought Sound of 2014 was like a British thing.
Nah.
The Mercury Prize still is, I think.
Yeah, Chance is from Chicago. Yeah, I knew it, yeah. Yeah, he's really good.
I hope he doesn't get annoying.
Well.
What's that, Sean?
He won't get annoying.
Yeah, he's only 20. 21.
That's he's younger than me. Three years younger.
He's younger than you. He's a few months older than me.
Literally like a month older.
You've got to respect that.
Shartown.
Fair play.
We should probably wrap up, play a couple of songs, and that'll be us. Thanks for listening, if you are.
If we have any listeners.
Yeah. If anyone, there might not be a show after
really
us.
It's really quiet today, and it's the radio anyway.
This is our first show back, obviously, this term. I don't know if there'll be any other shows today.
No idea.
There's no one even around. But we'll be back next week. We'll probably try and do a bit more Sound of 2014 things when the songs actually work.
Yeah.
Have a good week. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.